We're now joined by Don Pike, the senior coach of the Adelaide Crows. Don, it's been a fantastic season for you. In review, what were the major learnings from 2016?
Yeah, it was a number of areas we were really pleased with, and obviously some things we take forward, we want to work on. I think we showed when we were playing, you know, really powerful, strong footy, our ball movement was at a high level. Obviously, our scoring's been well recognised in the industry, but we thought we also made some improvements in our team defence. I think we knocked a goal off from scores against from the previous year. So we made some progress there. We've got some more to go, but that's probably the main highlight areas, as well as we saw some really good improvement from some of our younger players. We know what we're going to get out of some of our top-end players in Rory Sloan and Tex Walker and Scott Thompson, Sam Jacobs, but we saw some of the younger guys like Jake Lever and the Crouch boys really, really step up and provide a lot more. Now, Charlie Cameron, his finals performance was really good as well. So there was some growth within there, which was really pleasing.
What about off the field from a coaching point of view? Have you had much change there, both in personnel? And where have you gone to seek some more intelligence, be it other codes or other areas around the world?
Yeah, well, I guess we were in a pretty unique set of circumstances, and I took on the role last year where there'd been through four circumstances, a fair amount of change, and we were pretty adamant that, unfortunately, the one guy we did lose was David Noble as the head of footy, so we had to replace David. But we're pretty confident, and we wanted to maintain what we think was a really high-quality coaching team that we put together. So didn't have many changes in the coaching front. We brought on board Nathan Damberlo, who retired last season. He's going to do some work as in our development space, as well as a bit of leadership stuff with our group. So we tried to keep a fairly settled group. In terms of what have we done from a grabbing other sports and information, I think what I really encouraged our coaches to do was, you know, have a bit of time to have a bit of a break. We haven't gone on any massive study tours, but really think about their areas, their lines. I mean, there's a lot of new information that we came through last year, obviously with my first year involved. So really think about, okay, the foundation of how we want to play. Think about your lines, your areas, and then and how you might want to coach it either slightly differently, either in the education space or looking at options to add to the way that we coach and some of the tactics and side of things.
It's been a terrific build over the last 2 to 3 years, 11 wins to 13 wins and then 16 home and away wins this season. What are the specific areas you've targeted? There's one or two that you're really going after through the pre-season period with this playing group.
Well, we probably think that, as I said, the components of our team defence we'll keep working on. Our ball movement's important. We keep working on it because it is a strength of ours and our ability to score. It's sometimes you get caught chasing things and improvement in a whole range of areas and you take your eye off what you're really good at. It's important we keep doing that. Probably the main area that we're looking at is probably an improvement in our contested stuff. Looking at the numbers at the end of the year, it was an area where, and that's what finals footy really finds out, is your ability to win your share of the ball in the contest, and the grand final's no better example on that. So there's an area there we think we can do some work, both aerially and on the ground. So we probably just dropped back a level last year than we were, say, in 2015. So that'll be one area we'll have some pretty strong focus on.
They'd be pretty happy, the Adelaide supporters and the Adelaide members, but there may be some people out there just wondering where to for this group and why they should sign. From the coach's point of view, and it is an exciting time, why would you sign as a Crows member right now?
Oh, look, I think last year we played, as I said, some really powerful football. We've got some more growth in us. Certainly some of the young guys we've brought in through the draft are going to add to us not only next season, but the years thereafter. As well as guys who have, you know, been itching for an opportunity. So there's a list here on my board of guys who, you know, last year, because of the low numbers we played, missed out an opportunity. So, you know, Riley Knight didn't play a lot of footy. We've got Cam Ellis-Yolman, Dean Gore, who came for his first year, Hugh Greenwood, who sort of stepped up as a basketballer and got back into the game. Kirtley Hampton, we didn't see much of last year because he had some foot problems. Harrison Wiggs, another one. And Wayne Miller, who we saw a bit of early last year. And then with opportunity didn't really present in the last half. So there's a lot to look forward to, and there's some guys I know who are really keen, and already at training we've seen a high level of energy on the track. So I'd encourage everyone there, we've got 67,000 members at the moment, we're always looking for more. If you're keen, I think you go to 9eighthman.com.au to sign up and come on board. We'd love to have you.